place where people can meet up and talk about all kinds of aspects of culture, film, music, performance, literature, or art. We wanted somewhere where people with those kinds of interests could talk about them. Because we recognised that there was a lot of things going on in Harborough, in the area, but they were all separate, and so we wanted to bring them together. So that was the sort of the basic idea behind it. And so we decided that it would be great to have a series of talks on different aspects of the arts for people to come along to. And then, while they were watching the talks, they could meet up and talk about other aspects. So that's essentially it.
It sounds really interesting and quite unique. What was the reason really why you decided you wanted to go for this, really?
We met at a film club that the three of us had been going to for a few years in Leicester, and we realised that while we all enjoyed talking about film and the actual session, before and after each session, we also enjoyed talking about books and TV programs and exhibitions that we might have been to. And that evolved particularly during COVID when we took our film club online and did it by Zoom, and we realized that we were talking about all different aspects of culture. So when we sort of noticed that there's so much happening in Harborough, we thought this would be a really nice idea to kind of grow that concept and give people a chance, as Diana said, to get together and check, well, have you seen this exhibition's on, or there's tickets available for that, or what did you think of Succession last night? Those kind of things.
It sounds great. And have you had a lot of interest since you let people know about it?
Yeah,
Yeah,
we've been
well,
a bit blown away.
yes, it's been amazing, actually. It really seems to have taken off. People have hugely interested. We put a lot of things up on Facebook, didn't we, Penny?
Yeah.
So we use social media quite a lot. We've got a few leaflets and things. We've had a huge amount of interest, and we've found all sorts of great people who are willing to talk about amazing stuff they've been doing in relation to the arts. All lots of varied things. We've really been blown away by the interest.
Which is fantastic. And whereabouts is the cafe going to be?
It's going to be held at Louisa's Place in St Mary's Road. When we thought about the idea at first, we were actually sitting chatting at Louisa's, and we realised what a perfect venue it would be. So it was kind of like a bit of an idea that we were playing with. And then we spoke to Ian at Louisa's and said, "What do you think?" And he was so enthusiastic, we suddenly thought, actually, yeah, we really need to make this happen. And that kind of got the ball rolling. So he's been really supportive. It's just such a great venue. There's parking handy for people, it's very accessible. And we're just trying to make sure that it, as I say, accessible, it's open to as many people as possible, and that anybody can come along. We've kept the ticket prices fairly low, but we also want to try and make sure that we make a contribution to arts charities with any profits that we do make each year. So trying to get that balance between making it accessible to people so that the ticket price isn't a barrier, but also that we could contribute to arts charities that are performing arts education and arts support for kids and young people as well.
And I presume, too, it's something that will appeal to all ages, really.
That's the hope, yeah. And we've noticed that with the interest that we've been getting. As Diana said, we've done work on Facebook and Instagram and leaflets and posters around the town. And we've got, I think, the youngest person that's expressed an interest was 17, up to some people who are definitely older than 17, but I didn't like to ask their ages.
Brilliant. Great. And in terms of a cost, will there be sort of just a cost to be there or subscription? How are you doing that?
Tickets are £6 per event, or if anybody wants to buy a ticket for the whole spring series, which is we're calling the first three, then that'll be £15. And we're trying to get speakers where if someone's got a bit of interest in an area, they'll still find it interesting and not be patronised to. Or if they've got a lot of interest, again, they can add to it. Or if somebody knows nothing about it, then they can come along and learn something. So we're trying carefully to choose speakers and topics that will appeal to as many people as possible.